The evening had turned blue and soft, the way New York does in May, and I decided to walk to the book club and save the bus fare, according to Mimi's Facebook message. The group was gathering at her apartment on Park Avenue, deep inside the plummy center of the 70s, at least 30 minutes from my place on Riverside Drive. But I didn't mind. I was a New Yorker. I could walk all day. Anyway, a brisk hike, so I told myself, scrolling through the Mimi message chain for the millionth time that afternoon, would settle my nerves. I allowed myself plenty of time to get ready so I wouldn't arrive late. Lateness was unprofessional, Mom used to tell me, dressed in her ladylike suit and smelling of youth dew and good manners. Select your outfit the night before. Leave 10 minutes early. All good advice. I'd already laid out a pair of indigo skinny jeans and a silk blouse, and I only changed my mind about the blouse twice. My favorite wedges because they loaned me a few necessary inches without trading off my ability to walk. Collar necklace, hair in ponytail. You know, just the right kind of casual. Threw this on without thinking elegance to set those Park Avenue yummy mummies back on their Louboutins. The necklace itched my collarbone. I undid the ponytail, redid it. Changed necklace. Grabbed Kate Spade tote and tied Hermes scarf to handle. Took off scarf. Started to tie it back on and stopped, because the whole scarf-on handbag look was kind of aspirational, wasn't it? Or was I overthinking again? Checked my phone and realized I should have left 5 minutes ago. So off I went, sprinting, as usual, across the Upper West Side and Central Park. Lungs burning, ankles wobbling, while the softball games wound up noisily, and the lovers met after work, hand in hand, heading for wine bars and tapas, for apartments and takeout. When I wasn't in a hurry, when I was just strolling or even sitting on a bench eating a hot dog with ketchup and mustard but no onion, I liked to study them, my fellow New Yorkers. I liked to pick someone out from the crowd, some man in a suit, loosening his tie, checking his watch. I tried to divine his life, his history, the peculiar secrets hidden in his past. Mom used to tell this story about the dinner parties they once had, before Dad left, and how I used to peek through the banister when I was supposed to be sleeping and watch the guests, and how in the morning I would bombard her with questions about them. Who was married to whom? Who did what for a living? Who came from where and had how many siblings? And I used to think this story of hers was true. I used to think I was born for my career. Now I wasn't so sure. Not anymore. Not while I galloped past Belvedere Castle, dodging baby strollers. Not while the smell of Central Park filled my mouth, warm green leaves and hot dog stands, car exhaust and pavement stained with urine. The great metropolitan outdoors. On my left, the gray-beige spike of Cleopatra's Needle loomed up, cornered by about a dozen tourists brandishing their selfie sticks, and the sight of them seized me with panic. I accelerated to a jog, then back to a speed walk. When I burst through the gap to the horns and shouts of Fifth Avenue, I paused to check my phone and realized the panic I'd felt was genuine instinct. I'd misjudged the walking time. I was already 11 minutes late. All the other women would have arrived by now. Probably figured I'd flaked and felt pity for me. Upper East Side housewives always had their act together. Checklists every morning neatly checked off by bedtime. And they couldn't understand those who daydreamed and lost track of time, whose brains and lives could not be contained inside straight, organized lines. Mimi hadn't mentioned the cross street in her message, just the address on Park Avenue that suggested 70s. I plunged across Fifth, weaving between two tour buses and into the path of an oncoming taxi. The driver laid on the horn. I reached the curb and dashed down 79th Street to Madison, waited for a gap in traffic, crossed Madison and tore east toward Park. A dog walker blocked the sidewalk with 6 or 7 pooches, ranging in size from a gray and white Havanese to an Irish wolfhound who belonged anywhere in the world except New York City. The Havanese lunged toward me like an old friend. I had this thing with dogs, and I thought maybe I should be a dog walker, maybe that's my calling. Not this, running down a sidewalk to a book club meeting, hoping I wasn't too late for the hors d'oeuvres. I was counting on those hors d'oeuvres. Mimi probably catered from Eura or someplace equally exquisite. Checked phone, 14 minutes late. Of course, the building was all the way between 72nd and 71st. I counted down the numbers on the long green awnings, passed doorman after doorman, finally found the right digits, checked them against Mimi's message just to be sure. When I looked up, a doorman in a sober black suit was staring at me. I straightened my back the way Mom used to make me and said, "Hi there, I'm here for the book club. Mimi Balfour, 8B? Sorry, I'm a little late." Bright smile. He smiled back, kind of sympathetic, hired help to hired help, and pulled open the bronze-grilled door. "Elevator's right ahead," he said.